been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Friday morning. It is the August 3rd live edition of the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in Carlsbad, California. How many zeros in a trillion? Can you count them? 9 zeros. What got into Apple yesterday? Man, somebody took a bite out of Apple. It exploded to the upside after their earnings on Wednesday. And then yesterday, the volume was just massive. I don't know. Somebody came forth. Maybe it's Buffett trying to buy the whole company. He wants to. I don't think he can afford it. Not even Berkshire Hathaway could buy Apple at $1 trillion in market capitalization. Now, I showed that it slipped just a little bit below that today, but it was a wild and woolly ride in the market yesterday, led by Apple. Today, we're getting some quiet action, but it's to the positive. The Dow is up 58 points. It's at 25,384. The S&P is up 3.5 points to 2,830. The NASDAQ had a huge day yesterday. It's adding 6 points this morning. It's at 7,809. I believe it's headed to 8,000 and beyond. Russell 2000 up 3 points today to 1,685. Crude oil down 24 cents to 68.72. Gold is up $4.40 per ounce this morning to 12.24. The euro flat against the dollar today, and the 10-year yield has backed down. It keeps threatening to go to that 3% mark and stay there and beyond. It's at 2.97. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management. You know, last week when I put out my newsletter, the headline was something to the effect, is the FANG trade over? Because the bear surely sank their fangs into the FANG stocks last week. Mainly two of them, actually, just two, Netflix and Facebook, got fanged big time. While the other three, Google and Amazon, did just fine. Well, Apple was the tiebreaker 2 days ago. Apple broke the tie. It's 3-2 in favor of FANG. And once again, I stuck my neck on the line in the newsletter saying that the NASDAQ was not done yet, nor were the FANG stocks done yet. And look what happened yesterday. Unbelievable. I just couldn't believe it. You know, I started to see Apple surging during the show yesterday. I said, something is going on here with Apple. And by the end of the day, Apple had traded a record, a near record amount of shares. Some 55 million shares trading hands yesterday on Apple. You could call that active trading. And Apple did ring the bell at $1 trillion. It got to the finish line before Amazon and before Microsoft. You know, when you go back and you think about the great inventors, the Edisons and the Orville and Wilbur Wright, don't you have to, in the same breath, mention Steve Jobs, the late Steve Jobs, the genius, the mastermind? I think you do. What kind of an impact? Now, I know we're not flying from Denver to St. Louis in a jet with his invention, but we certainly are carrying his invention with us on that jet. We're flashing it at the TSA to get through. We're getting our boarding pass on that iPhone. We're checking our schedule. We're checking our email. We're listening to our music. You know, I mean, it's an all-in-one device that you could hardly get by without. It still amazes me. I still see some people open up an old flip phone. They said, oh, that's all I need to do is call people. Well, how are you going to look up stocks in the Best Stocks Now app with a flip phone? Oh, you can do it online. You can go to beststocksnowapp.com and see it on the big screen. But I've even got folks that are illiterate when it comes to technology and the internet and email and all that kind of thing. Well, the NASDAQ was up 95 points yesterday. It is not at an all-time high. Its all-time closing high was 7,932. And right now we are at 7,808. So we're about 150 points away from an all-time high in the NASDAQ. But I think it's just a matter of time. I wrote an article a long time ago that it was just a matter of time before Apple burst through that $1 trillion mark. I was wrong, however. Bill was wrong again. Amazon, I thought, would be the first one to cross the line. But Apple beat them to the finish line with an amazing quarter that they just reported. Amazon right now is only a puny $892 billion. But I also say that it's just a matter of time before Amazon breaks through $1 trillion. And I also believe that Microsoft, which is at $824 billion, running a second place. They're duking it out for the second company to break through that $1 trillion mark to complete the Exacta. You should have had Apple on top in your Exacta. Microsoft is currently at $824 billion and climbing. What a testament to the inventions, the technology that has changed the world, has changed the way that we do business. It's just unbelievable. As I look on my desk here today, as I get ready for a trading day, I have an iPad, I have an iPhone, and I have three laptop computers. I have a Comrex modem that I'm broadcasting the show on, and right over here next to me, I have an internet-enabled Roku television. And that's just standard operating equipment in today's world. Well, Apple did become the first $1 trillion company yesterday. I think Apple goes well beyond $1 trillion over the next several years. Well, everybody was awaiting the jobs report this morning. We got the jobs report this morning. The street was looking for 193,000. After all, last month we got 213,000. Let's see if we can beat that this month. The analysts weren't expecting that. They were expecting 193,000. Instead, we got 157,000. We missed estimates. The unemployment level remains at 3.9%, but still, if you're looking for a recession, a looming recession in the U.S. economy, which would be a big harbinger of a looming bear market, you're not going to find it in today's jobs report. The jobs picture remains very strong. The U.S. continues to create jobs. We're in the second longest expansion in history. In another year, it would be the longest expansion in history. And I just love all these people that stand on the sidelines and throw darts at the market saying, oh, you shouldn't be in the market. Well, Gunderson's been right for 9+ years now, and I'm a market timer. I believe there are times when you don't want to be in the market. But when the economy is expanding and when earnings are accelerating, I mean accelerating. Somebody poured lighter fluid on the earnings of the market this year and next year. It came in the way of tax cuts. That was one thing. But those companies are pretty smart companies. You don't become a $1 trillion company by doing stupid things. So I believe that the market continues to go higher. China dethroned by Japan as the world's number two market. You know what? China is really feeling the pressure, but having said that, they remain resolute. They're not giving in. An intensifying trade spat with the U.S. just led China to cede its four-year title as the world's second largest stock market to Japan. After a Thursday slump, China equities were listed at $6 trillion, losing out to Japan's $6.2 trillion, while the U.S. remains the world's largest with a market cap of $31 trillion. And Apple is one-third, or 3% rather, I'm sorry, 3% of the total market cap of the U.S. stock market. Congratulations to the late Steve Jobs. We'll be right back. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free four-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Bill Gunderson's team is packing their bags and heading for Minnesota in September. We can't wait to get back to the land of Bob Dylan, Prince, the Twins, and of course the Vikings. We have set aside Tuesday, September 10th through Friday, September 14th to meet the folks one-on-one. In addition to this, we will be putting on a workshop on Wednesday, September 12th. We will start at 6:30 p.m. and go until 8:30. All are invited, but space is limited. Once we are full, we are full. We'll be camped out for the week at the Radisson Blue, which is conveniently located at the Mall of the Americas in Bloomington. We have about 25 one-hour slots available to meet with you and see how we might be able to help you in reaching your financial goals. These spots will go fast, so don't delay in reserving one now. If you'd like to reserve a one-hour slot to meet with Bill Gunderson's team or reserve a spot to our workshop, you can go to our website, GundersonCapital.com, GundersonCapital.com, or call us at 855-611-BEST.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. I'm told by my team that half the spots are already gone in Minnesota, and we're still 5 weeks out from the actual event. So, look, if I have to stay another day, maybe I will. I don't know. We'll see. But if you want to meet with me, if you're interested in having me as your money manager, you can go to the website at GundersonCapital.com, GundersonCapital.com, and request a spot, and my team will get back to you and let you know what is available. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, the 11th, 12th, 13th of September. And, of course, Wednesday, the 12th, at 6:30 p.m. at the Radisson Blue in Bloomington. That's the place I'll be in Minnesota. I'll be doing a little speech, talking about the current state of the market, some of my favorite stocks, my methodology. Ought to be a lot of fun. I always try to spin a few yarns while I'm there, and I look forward to returning to Minnesota. If you'd like to reserve a spot to the workshop, or if you'd like to meet with myself and my team, give us a call at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, or GundersonCapital.com. Go to the website, and as I said, those spots are already half taken, so we'll see how it goes. China, again, dethroned by the as the number two stock market in the world. You know that the Shanghai Composite is down more than 16% year to date? Meanwhile, the U.S., measured by the S&P 500, the S&P 500 is now up about 5.9% year to date. The Dow is up 2.6% year to date. China's down 16%. Now, who is being the foolish one in all of this that's going back and forth between us and China in the trade talks? Their market has lost 16% year-to-date. Their economy is grinding to, it's slowing down, and their currency has fallen 5.3% against the dollar. Somebody has to blink pretty soon. And, you know, China is like in your face, U.S. They have reportedly, the U.S. has been unable to persuade China to cut Iranian oil imports. You know, it's just to spite you. All right, here's China. Here's Iran. We're going to continue to buy Iranian oil. China is the world's top oil buyer and Iran's number one customer. And, of course, we know what's going on in Iran. Their currency has lost half of its value. The sanctions are strangling them. Their economy is suffering wildly. And the folks in Iran are not happy. But, you know, they begin major naval exercises near the Strait of Hormuz, a major waterway that the Islamic Republic has threatened to close if the U.S. stops it from exporting. They're not backing down either, in other words. And now they get ready to serve Russia with a sanction bill from hell, it's being called. U.S. senators have introduced legislation to impose stiff new Russian sanctions, including restrictions on new sovereign debt transactions, energy and oil projects, uranium imports, and penalties on oligarchs. Holy cow. The ruble continues to tank. The Russian economy continues to suffer wildly. Someone's got to blink here eventually. Well, it was Central Bank Week. We mentioned that at the top of the week. Central banks around the world revisiting their interest rate policy. The U.S. stood pat. India hiked. The U.K. hiked. Mexico yesterday voted to keep their policy unchanged. They currently have a benchmark interest rate at 7.75%. Where are we? Our 10-year is at 3% right now. How about all the gold bugs? I continue to see gold commercials. They're a major, major advertiser on all the financial channels. Why don't I have a gold company paying for my show time here at Gunderson Capital Management? Because I'm not a believer. I don't have any sponsors. I don't want to be beholden to any one of them. Gold slides to its lowest price in a year. The bullion market is off to its worst start since 2009. And you know why I'm negative on gold? Because the app tells me that it's one of the worst assets to have my money in right now. The worst assets. Now, the app every day ranks asset classes. Okay, so I can set my asset allocation. At the bottom of the heap is being short the market. That's been the wrong place to be for 9 years. Second to the bottom are the emerging markets like China. They continue to get hammered, yet asset allocators say you must have 20% exposure or more to the emerging markets. The bond market is down about 4% this year. I have zero exposure to the bond market. How important is it to get the asset classes right? And I have zero exposure to any precious metals whatsoever. Call me foolish if you will. I do own Archer Daniels Midland, however. You can eat grain. Remember Joseph of Egypt, he stockpiled grain and made Pharaoh rich beyond imagination back in those days. He stored during times of plenty, and when the rest of the world needed grain, guess who they came to? One of the great businessmen of all time, Joseph of Egypt. There's where you have value. You can't eat gold. That's just my opinion on that subject. Now, there may come a time when the dollar collapses due to the $21 trillion in debt, which is unsustainable. But you can't get too far out of your opinions with your opinions. In the meantime, you're missing out on the best asset classes now. Well, Square had a huge day yesterday. That's one of my larger holdings. Square is backing off just a little bit here today, but Square was one of the biggest winners in the market yesterday. It was up 8.1%. It kind of played second fiddle, maybe even third fiddle to Apple's big move yesterday, however. Well, there's a lot of stocks in the news today. Sonos went public yesterday. How was it greeted? How did Zoetis end up? Huge day yesterday. Toyota has reported. How is the market reacting to Tesla's earnings? How about a biotech that's caught my eye? And a company that recognizes gunshots going off and identifying where they're coming from? And let's play a little golf and some video games when we get back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months, or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Best. Bill Gunderson's team is packing their bags and heading for Minnesota in September. We can't wait to get back to the land of Bob Dylan, Prince, the Twins, and of course the Vikings. We have set aside Tuesday, September 10th through Friday, September 14th to meet the folks one-on-one. In addition to this, we will be putting on a workshop on Wednesday, September 12th. We will start at 6:30 p.m. and go until 8:30. All are invited, but space is limited. Once we are full, we are full. We'll be camped out for the week at the Radisson Blue, which is conveniently located at the Mall of the Americas in Bloomington. We have about 25 one-hour slots available to meet with you and see how we might be able to help you in reaching your financial goals. These spots will go fast, so don't delay in reserving one now. If you'd like to reserve a one-hour slot to meet with Bill Gunderson's team or reserve a spot to our workshop, you can go to our website, GundersonCapital.com. GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com. There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, I'm going to mention one little biotech here to keep your eye on because it's an eyeball stock. They work on glaucoma, GKOS. It has shown up a few times in my database with an A-plus momentum grade. It broke out to new all-time highs yesterday. It's pulling back today, but I see that they are doing a collaboration with a big Japanese biotech company on the discovery and development of innovative new drugs to serve patients worldwide. Name of the company is Glaukos, G-L-A-U-K-O-S, symbol G-K-O-S. Not a recommendation, but it's just an example of some of the great innovation that is taking place in our day. Another one that I've talked about a few times in the past is a fairly recent IPO called ShotSpotter. It was hitting new highs this morning. It's pulled back a little bit. ShotSpotter develops security devices which detects gunfire. It alerts authorities and it analyzes the area. Well, that would be a big help. ShotSpotter has came public at about $10 per share. It's $43 per share. And it's got a relative strength of 99. ShotSpotter beat earnings this morning by 7 cents. And the shares were up, hitting new all-time highs. They pulled back a little bit. Okay, here's a stock that I want to feature here today. It's one from my neck of the woods. Not Tiger Woods, but the woods. You know, your one wood, your two wood, your three wood, your four wood. Callaway Golf in the news today. I own Callaway Golf, Eli, symbol E-L-Y, in my ultra growth portfolio. Callaway has had a resurgence. Callaway, back in the late 90s, was one of the hottest stocks in the entire market. It, like Gunderson Capital Management, is headquartered in Carlsbad, California. I've driven by Callaway many times. I've seen their little driving range that they have where they test. They have machines that swing the clubs. That's what I need. A machine to swing my club because I'm pretty bad at it. And Callaway Golf reported earnings yesterday. Callaway Golf beat earnings and the stock is exploding to the upside here today. So let's have a look. Callaway went through many years, you know, from about the year when the NASDAQ peaked. That's about when Callaway peaked. That's about when golf peaked. And golf has been kind of a non-growth industry. It's popular, all right, but it hasn't had the popularity that it's had recently. So what is leading this resurgence in Callaway? Well, they have some good golfers under their flag, and they've also made an investment in Top Golf, which is a pretty fun place from what I'm told. I haven't done it yet, but I want to do it. People have birthday parties. They have, you know, all kinds of gatherings at Top Golf, and they play different games, and they drive golf balls, and they serve food. Kind of like the old bowling alley, only it's centered around golf. Well, that's been a good investment for Callaway. Their most recent earnings report, which came in today, shows earnings up 85%. And sales up 30% year over year. Callaway's got some new life in it, boy. I'll tell you what, it's got some spring in its step. The stock is up 12% today. It's pulled back somewhat from its high. But this is a new 10-year high. Let's see if that's an all-time high. I don't think it's an all-time high. Maybe it is. Let's see. No, it's approaching it. Its all-time high was about $33 a share. It's at $22. That's a long ways from its all-time high. But since 2011, when the stock bottomed out at $6 per share, Callaway has made a climb all the way back to $22 per share. And it's still relatively inexpensive. The last quarter that Callaway reported, their earnings were up 117%, and their sales were up 31%. So knock the ball out of the park, or I guess knock the ball out of the driving range in this case, is what Callaway Golf has done. Now, I had no idea that Callaway was making the resurgence. I had written off Callaway a long time ago, 10 years ago, maybe 15 years ago I wrote off the stock because it became a non-growth company. Well, a few months ago, I saw Callaway show up in my top 300, in my Best Stocks Now app. I go, what is going on at Callaway all of a sudden? I did a little research myself. I read some recent research reports written by the company or by analysts that follow the company. And I discovered that Callaway had made some investments that were really paying off. That tells me that management is on the right track. I looked at the chart of Callaway. I looked at the recent returns of Callaway. I did a valuation. I updated my value, which I'll share with you here in a bit. And I got back into the stock, which is a small cap stock. It's a $2 billion company. Small cap. Well, small caps are doing very well this year, especially growth small caps. Boy, I am in Charleston, South Carolina today. I have never seen it rain so hard as it is today. We don't get this kind of rain in California. This is nuts. The streets are underwater, and I'm glad I'm up high here. It's not hurricane weather. Anyways, Callaway, over the last 5 years, has delivered 23% per year to its investors, along with those Big Bertha clubheads. I don't know what they call them now. They were Big Berthas in my days. Those are probably collector's items now. They're antiques by now. Over the last 5 years, Callaway's delivered 23%. The market's delivered 10%. Over the last 3 years, Callaway has delivered 30%. The market's delivered 10, three times the returns of the market. And over the last 12 months, Callaway, ELY, is up 54%. The market's up 14. This is some serious alpha that this stock is putting up once again. Now, performance looks backwards. Valuation looks forwards. That's why I think it's vital when you analyze a stock to not just base your decision on looking backwards, nor base your decision on just looking forwards. Let's combine those two. Let's combine the performance of the company, which looks backwards, with a forward look at the earnings expectations or valuation, which looks forward. Callaway is currently trading at a forward P/E ratio of 21. The analysts that currently cover the stock, they say that the company can, from this point in time, continue to grow by 25% per year going forward. That means it's trading at a discount to its growth rate. The app shows a PEG ratio right now of 0.86. Still, obviously, that's no guarantee that the stock is going to go higher, but it meets my criteria of making sense from a valuation point of view. And they came in and they beat earnings. So I have a hunch that I'll be revising my price target higher. My current price target is $35 per share 5 years from now. The stock is at 22 today. It was at 19 yesterday. Suffice it to say, I'm happy with my Callaway today. Now, I bought it when it was ranked in the top 300. Today, it's ranked at number 542, but with this momentum today and a probable revision upwards in valuation target, I can see the stock getting back into the top 300 here real soon. Anyways, I continue to own Callaway in my ultra growth portfolio, which is made up of small and mid-cap stocks. I'm not recommending it by any means, but I'm just saying that it's an example right now of a company that combines really nice performance recently with good prospects going forward, I call those best stocks now. They don't always turn out that way, but I just feel like I've stacked the odds. I would surely rather invest in something like that than a AT&T or a non-growth company. When we come back, we're going to play some video games. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back. This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Bill Gunderson's team is packing their bags and heading for Minnesota in September. We can't wait to get back to the land of Bob Dylan, Prince, the Twins, and of course the Vikings. We have set aside Tuesday, September 10th through Friday, September 14th to meet the folks one-on-one. In addition to this, we'll be putting on a workshop on Wednesday, September 12th. We will start at 6:30 p.m. and go until 8:30. All are invited, but space is limited. Once we are full, we are full. We'll be camped out for the week at the Radisson Blue, which is conveniently located at the Mall of the Americas in Bloomington. We have about 25 one-hour slots available to meet with you and see how we might be able to help you in reaching your financial goals. These spots will go fast, so don't delay in reserving one now. If you'd like to reserve a one-hour slot to meet with Bill Gunderson's team or reserve a spot to our workshop, you can go to our website, GundersonCapital.com. GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. I've already started work on this weekend's newsletter. Last week I tackled a very heavy subject at the time. The big sell-off in Netflix at Facebook last week. A lot of people calling for the demise of the NASDAQ, the 9-year bull. Is it over? Was it over? Well, I tackled that question last week and gave you my own opinion and backed it up with numbers. Numbers don't lie. A lot of guys on TV, especially in the media, they lie all the time. How do they get away with that? Well, anyways, I'll be tackling some big subjects this week once again, including the $1 trillion landmark set yesterday by Apple. Who will be the next trillion company? Can the NASDAQ continue? Will the NASDAQ continue to lead the market higher? The NASDAQ is well above the Dow this year in performance. Are the 100 stocks in the NASDAQ more potent, more powerful than the 30 stocks in the Dow? Is the Dow full of soggy stocks? Do we find more best stocks now residing in that NASDAQ composite? Well, let's talk about a few more companies here that are in the news today. Okay, if you stop by Wingstop, that's been a leadership stock. I don't own it. Stock breaking out today is Wingstop, so I guess plenty of people are stopping by to grab some wings. It seems like everybody has wings right now. I mean, even, everyone has wings. Buffalo Wild Wings. Okay, Wingstop is breaking out to a new high. It's up 12.6. Now, when you're done with Wingstop, go stop by Medifast. There's one of the hottest stocks in the entire market. I completely missed this, even though the app was flashing. Best stock now. And I avoided the stock. I've always had pretty bad luck over the years with diet stocks. I did see Jenny Craig opening day at Del Mar get out of her car. She looked a little pudgy these days, but she's in her 80s. Give her a break. Medifast is up 315% in the last 12 months. It was ranked number 72 just 1 month ago, exploding to new highs today. Don't own it, nor do I own Wingstop. But I do own Take-Two Interactive, TTWO, which is a gaming stock. I think that's Grand Theft Larceny or Grand Theft Auto, all that kind of wholesome stuff. I'm not a video gamer myself, but I know there must be plenty of them because Take-Two is a $14 billion market cap company headquartered in New York, the gaming capital of the world. Take-Two comes along and beats earnings today. The stock is up 11.3%. Let's just take a quick look at Take-Two. It's one of the big three, you know, along with Activision and EA, which used to be Electronic Arts. I think they call it EA now. Take-Two has really delivered some numbers. Over the last 5 years, get this, 44% per year returns to investors, while the market, 10.6. And there's no dividend yield here. This is pure growth. And you're counting on the population of their games, which can fall in and out of favor. You've got all that working against you, too, or working for you. Over the last 3 years, Take-Two has put up 52% per year returns, while the market, 10%. It's blowing the market away. It's blasting those enemies out of the water with those laser beams fired from handheld gaming devices on whatever, Sony, PlayStation, whatever. Maybe I should try a video game sometime. Over the last 12 months, Take-Two's up 41%. Well, the market's up 14%. It gets an A-plus performance grade. This is one of the top-performing stocks in the entire market. That tells you something about today's millennial or today's teenager. The top-performing stocks, A-plus performance grade, sits at the head of the class. A video game company by the name of Take-Two Interactive. From a valuation point of view, performance looks in the rearview mirror. Valuation looks forwards. When I take their earnings estimates, which they just beat, so maybe those estimates will be going higher. But right now I see $4.92 per share for next year. I see a growth rate of about 15%. I grow those earnings out over the next 5 years. I watch them. I monitor them. I place a multiple that I think is appropriate for a company in the leisure sector, consumer sector. I get a $206 target price 5 years from now on a stock that's currently ranked at that currently is trading at 126. Well, the stock was ranked at number 32 6 months ago. That's about when I was buying it. It's languished a little bit here. It's been going sideways. Good earnings report today, stock up 11.5%, threatening to break out to new all-time highs. I'll be very anxious to see where my new target price comes in at when I see the new numbers. But I do continue to own Take-Two, TTWO, a very risky stock, a small cap, a $14 billion company in my ultra-growth portfolio. Yeah, not very risky, but higher risk than the big blue chip that's not growing. Anyways, I'll be writing the newsletter. I've already got a good start on it. I'll be listing all the buys and sells I made during this week. I was pretty active this past week. I'll be updating this earnings season, which is now almost mostly over, probably about 75% of the way through. We'll have some good numbers for next year that we can look forward to and base our valuations on, which is a big part of whether I'm a bull or a bear in this current marketplace. If you are not getting the newsletter, go to GundersonCapital.com. If you're not getting active management, if you've got, I looked at a portfolio that someone sent me, their statement, it shows a graph over the last 7 years, it's just flat. The portfolio's gone nowhere in 7 years. And what's the market done over the last 7 years anyways? If you'd like to talk to me about money management, if you'd like to sign up for Minnesota appointment or workshop, go to GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.